neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Unfortunately, the problem was.
So now, let's see what's happening here.
So what did she say? What did she say?
My husband is too old. I'm too old and my husband is too old.
So Adoni Zarem. What does Adoni Zarem mean? So what does it mean?
My master is old.
Who is the master?
Husband.
Who?
Husband.
Right. So Midrash is a very beautiful thing. Midrash says, actually, Sarayimenu was referring to Hashem. When he says, Adoni Zarein. And it's very interesting. When Hashem goes to Abraham, how come he doesn't go to the wife? Huh?
Huh?
Because you're not permitted to complain to the ladies. First of all, it doesn't work. And second of all, that's how it is. So we learn from here. So Hashem went to Abraham Avinu. Now I should have told you earlier, but. So here. Midrash says, when Sarayimer says, Adoni Zarein, Adoni means Hashem. So, you know, Hashem, you know, so many years has passed by. So then, you see, when Hashem goes to Abraham, says, Va'ani Zaranti. What did he mean? Hashem said, she was referring to me, Va'ani. Says, I'm old. And then we see the next pasuk is very interesting. He says, Hashem, me, I cannot do anything I want. So that's one of the beautiful pirushim. No. Till now, it had nothing to do with the Shalom Bayit. It was the case that Sarayimenu doubted. And why Hashem went to Abraham, not Sarah? Because, why? Why Hashem went to Abraham? Because that any lack that you see in your family, it's only your fault. Why? Because the father, the husband has to be the role model, has to show I'm strong, nothing bothers me, I never get angry, I never speak loud. So the kids will see, the wife will see, and then they learn. So Hashem goes to Abraham, if Sarayimenu laughed, whose fault is it?
Lord.
The husband's fault. Yeah. That's very true. Very true. Why? Because they look it up to you, you come home happy, smiling, full of energy, full of spirits. Oh, Abba is here. But if it's not, say, oh, Abba came again. They go upstairs.
That's a bad thought.
Now, as you mentioned, it is inside that Ibn Sholam wanted to keep the Shalom Bayit in the house. Good, let's see. So how old was Abraham Avinu?
100.
Yeah, 100 years old. So now, for a young man, for 100 years old, he needs to be cautious about his Shalom Bayit?
Yes.
I thought after 40, 50, that's it. And if Abraham Avinu would hear that Sarayimenu actually what she said, she referred it to her husband, would he be hurt, Abraham Avinu?
No.
No, we know. Would he?
No.
Would he care?
No.
Wouldn't care.
He wouldn't
care. So why Ibn Shalom has to change it? Why? Why? Because we've learned from here that even though you're dealing with a matter, a relationship, that to you, oops, what difference does it make? Oh, it's too old. You know, past these things. But here we see Tuatamsi is teaching us even a 100-year husband, he might get offended, or even a little bit. Even a little bit, you have to be very careful that Chas v'Shalom, even a tiny bit, would not hurt somebody. You know what that is? I mean, who would imagine Avraham Avinu would even care what Sarah Imenu said? Or it would bother him, would hurt him. Would not be such a thing. But Tuatamsi is teaching us that it could happen that one could claim, this is what I am, this is me, this is me. I'm raised like this, I talk like this, I react like this. What do you want from me? You see, no, that's not how it works. What do you mean, this is me? Well, what is this, a machine? What means me? That's what they say, it's me. You know, I talk like this, I respond like, you know that's what I am. But that's not true, is that? That's not how it works. You have to learn, no, there are other options. This is not you, you made you out of you that you like. So this is me. What do you mean this is you? Because I'm comfortable what I'm doing. I scream, I get angry. No, that's not how it works. Look at this. Ibn Shulam goes to Avraham Avinu, honey, need old man. Kadosh, Navi, and all of these things. But who said that he might not be offended? And he sees, you know, thousands of people, you know, every day they come to him, how he deals with them, you know, why, it's an easy thing. So now his wife might say something that will get hurt. So Hashem goes back and changes it around. Why? Because there's no axios. You cannot say, oh, I was joking. Ah, he doesn't mind. No, he doesn't mind. He knows I didn't mean it. No, that's not how it works. What do you mean? He knows I don't mean it. That's not how it works. You have to be careful. And that's how it is. People get, you know, very fragile. And Hashem is like, you know, to be able to bring shalom, re'ut. Kol Am Yisrael, amen ki ratzon. Koila nishomote, halel ko haleluko. Koila nishomo, nishomo sheli. Koila nishomote, halel ko haleluko. Koila nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishima, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.